God has no feet apart from my feet. God has no hands apart from my hands. God has no voice apart from my voice. That's what each of us is saying. So let us use our organs and our limbs to the glory of God this morning. I thank you for that. Very good morning to everybody. Our scripture reading referred to a stone, a very special stone. Geologists tell us that the word stone or stone, the object, is a layman's term for the rock. Stone is a layman's term for rock. And rock is a portion of the outermost layer of the earth called crust. So when we talk about stone, we're talking about rock. We're talking about the outermost layer of the earth. This morning, we shall take a look at stones and learn some object lessons to help us on our Christian walk. Stones are so common that when the word is mentioned, if we are not careful, it does not arouse any interest at all. But as smart and as accomplished as mankind is today, we cannot make stones. What? Stones come about through natural processes. And whatever we may do, we have to wait until those processes have run their course and these stones are formed. So whatever imitation mankind makes, it is not a stone. Similarly, each person here in church this morning and each person elsewhere on the earth came about by a special process designed and put in place by God Himself. Mankind or millions of years of evolution cannot make a human being. Therefore, we should always give praise to God as the source of our being. As the psalmist puts it in Psalm 139, verse 14, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Stones are made of minerals and other things. They have no particular shape of their own, and generally they have no particular chemical composition of their own. Indeed, one part of a stone might be very different from another part of the same stone. If we could have that slide of fossilized stone. No. Thank you. If you can see that very carefully, there are three red sections on it. It is the whole thing is a stone, and that bottom, I would say right hand corner from my looking, there are two letters, SS. I don't know if you can see them. But just sitting on those two S's is a snail shell. It's a part of the stone. And where the two slant arrows are, those two red arrows, they are little white things. Those two are parts of shells. So where the three red areas are, those are shells. Those are parts which make up the stone, and they are completely different from other parts of the stone. Now, let us go from the ingredients of stone to the ingredients of the human mind. I read the book Patriarchs and Prophets, page 596. Please listen carefully. Patriarchs and Prophets, 596. It is a law of the mind. It is a what? That it gradually adapts itself to the subjects upon which it is trained to dwell. If occupied with commonplace matters only, it will become dwarfed and enfeebled. If never required to grapple with difficult problems, it will, after a time, almost lose the power of growth. As an educating power, the Bible is without a rival. In the Word of God, the mind finds subject for the deepest thought, the loftiest aspiration. The Bible is the most instructive history that men possess. What do you think about from time to time? To what extent do we challenge and stretch our minds? Do we constantly think of being sick, sad, being in discomfort or in need? Do we thank the Lord for blessings so far? Are we cheerful and believe that having helped us so far, God will see us through? Do we study only secular subjects? Or do we also study the Bible to help develop our minds? Proverbs 17, verse 22, from today's English version, says, listen carefully, being cheerful keeps you healthy. It is slow death to be gloomy all the time. That's the Bible. No medication, no prescription. It is cheap. We'd like to hear it again. Being cheerful keeps you healthy. It is slow death to be gloomy all the time. The Seventh Adventist Bible commentary says about this text, and I read volume 3, page 1007. Adventist Bible commentary, volume 3, page 1007. To insist on rejoicing in the Lord, insist on rejoicing in the Lord, even when troubled or sick, is to release forces that will soothe and strengthen both the mind and the body. Cheerfulness often accomplishes what other remedies are powerless to achieve. From now on, let us be as cheerful as we can. I have here a stone. If you cannot see it so well from your distance, it should be on screen. Could we have this riverbed stone on screen, please? It is a smooth stone, attractive, and nicely shaped. And you can see some contour lines on it. Can you see them? Now, this stone, the original of it, thanks to the Museum of the Geography and Geology Department, the University of West Indies, Mona. The original of this stone looked like this. You can see this one? This stone is rough, ill-shaped, with several or many sharp edges and points. So how could a rough, irregular, unsightly stone like this become smooth and attractive like this? Any sure, sir? I hear some big words, weathering. This stone was washed along in a riverbed, bumping and hitting against other stones, being washed with the water, sometimes moving along smoothly, sometimes having a hard time, sometimes getting stuck and remaining in one place for long until it is jolted out of that by something. This experience continues over long distances for months and sometimes years, and might eventually be washed into the sea and then washed up after being scrubbed with sand on the shore and look like this. I picked it up on the beach at Port Royal on the 4th of August 1996. Now, could it be that we have been experiencing difficulties and problems day by day? Notice that it was a very gradual weathering which made this stone come like this. In other words, it little by little over a long time. We experience difficulties, you see, day in, day out. Difficulties with other people, with co-workers, with competitors, strangers, neighbors, and family members. But these difficulties that we experience, could it be that they are removing our rough edges gradually? Indeed, this sentiment is borne out in 2 Corinthians 4, verses 8 to 10. I'll read it from the New Living Translation. We are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed and broken. We are perplexed, but we don't give up and quit. We are hunted down, but God never abandons us. We are knocked down, but we get up again and keep going. through suffering, these bodies of ours constantly share in the death of Christ, so that the life of Christ may also be seen in our bodies. However rough or ill-tempered we might be, with God's help, we can be refined. Amen. Could we have the third slide, please? And I want you to be some scientists. I want you to observe scientifically. No, I want you to look the third one, the black one. Look, and I want you to answer me. Look very carefully at that stone. Strictly speaking, it is a mineral, but in geological terms, it's also a stone. Look very carefully and tell me, what stone is that? What material is that? Anybody? I don't hear anybody yet. I hear clay, I hear. Did you say graphite? Who said graphite? Stand up. Give him a hand. Thank you, sir. Now, that piece of graphite, I would have brought it here, but they had it under some lock and key, and so God, I couldn't get it. So I had to take a picture and show you. In real life, it's about this long, about 8 inches. And the widest dimension is about 4 inches, about so. And it's thick, about this. So just picture size. A size stone like that. That is the thing which does the writing in your pencil. And graphite in pencils are needle shaped, most 6 inches long and diameter about a half a millimeter to about 2.3 millimeters. And if I were to show that here, if you can see between my two thumbs. So there is no way that piece of graphite in its natural state is going to be used effectively in your pencil. It has to slim down and shape up and get involved with other materials like wood or plastic. Are we in good physical shape? Our weight management, our exercise and fitness management. Being in good physical shape helps us to be more useful to ourselves and to other people. And hear this. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 27. From the New Living Translation gives a reminder. It says this. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. And this is the important part. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, Walton Reed is doing that now, I myself be disqualified. Physical fitness is a part of our soul's salvation. If we are not physically fit, this is what the apostle is saying, I fear that after preaching to others, I might be disqualified if I do not train my body like an athlete. Let us make sure that we are physically fit. You can see the stone? It's a piece of limestone found all over Jamaica. Used as marl to fill potholes, or more generally in road construction. You can see this one? This is a piece of marble. When refined and polished, you see it on walls or floors of big hotels, big banks, and other posh buildings. Now, if you had a choice, would you be like a limestone or a marble? Would you want to be in the surface of roads, or would you want to be on the floor in big banks? I don't hear the answer. Which one? Everybody wants to be in the bank. While you're trying to make your decision, be guided by these two factors. It is not a good idea for certain people to occupy certain roles. It is not a good idea for certain people to have certain church offices. Some people, by nature, are extroverts. They are socially confident. They are outgoing. They like to meet and talk with people. Such people would do well in the church offices of ushering and greeting. But some persons are introverted and thinkers. They don't talk much, but they are thinking and planning and analyzing. Such people do well as auditors and treasurers. They are behind-the-scene people and suited for behind-the-scene work. You want to be in the limelight in the bank, or you want to be in the limelight on the road? Second factor. Ephesians 4 verses 11 and 12 explain that the various talents and abilities given to each of us in the church are for the work of Christian service and for building up the church. And 1 Corinthians 12 verse 31 says that we should desire to hold the positions where we can be of the most service. An old hymn has the chorus, "There's a place, oh may I find it, where my mission I can fill. Be it humble or exalted, may I hold it with a will. Help to serve my generation with a heart of love and praise, of love and grace. Help me, Lord, from this time onward, to find and occupy my place." Some stones are rare, like slate, which does not occur naturally in Jamaica. You can search from Moran Point to Negril Point. You will never find a piece of slate naturally in Jamaica. some stones come about under harsh and adverse circumstances, like humus. Pumice, P-U-M-I-C-E, pumice. Pumice is formed when volcanoes erupt. So, this is a harsh, hot, pressurized, dangerous environment which brings out this stone. But despite coming from such adverse circumstances, pumice is soft and light. It can be used to rub dead skin off feet. It can be used to rub down corns and calluses. Some ladies even use it to rub hairs off their legs. This is how the stone is. And you see the circumstances which gave rise to it. Now, we recall two of Jesus' freshly appointed disciples having a conversation about him. One said to the other one that Jesus was from Nazareth. And the other one, Nathanael, his name, replied, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Nathanael lived near Galilee, Nazareth. He knew the place. He knew what went on there. So that question was loaded. And it had great implications. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? But our scripture reading, Isaiah 28 verse 16. I read it from the New Living Translation. It clearly states the following. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. And if you understand how the King James Version interprets the word Lord and God, if you look in your Bible, you see G, O, and D in capital letters. That means God's personal name, Yahweh the Father. So this is what God the Father himself said. That scripture reading. Look, I am placing a foundation stone in Jerusalem. It is firm, a tested and precious cornerstone that is safe to build on. Anyone who believes in him will not be disappointed. That is the scripture reading. When the disciples were arguing about Jesus and where he came from, can anything good come out of Nazareth? That is the stone, that is this Jesus that came from Nazareth. Firm, tested, precious, safe to build on. That is the same Nazareth that was implied as a no good. But yet, this precious, tested, tried, reliable stone came from there. Whatever your past, even if you are not proud of it, even if others are not proud of it, provided we accept Jesus and work with him, we too can become precious stones. We can be polished, and we can ultimately take our place in the palace of our Lord. I thank you.